WJTL New from Switchfoot, the strength to let go. Ren Collective, build your kingdom here. Good morning, it's 7:20.
Your weather forecast for today, sunny, hot, humid, chance of afternoon showers and a thunderstorm with a high of 92. Tonight, partly cloudy, still a chance of storms, low 70. Winning Wednesday, listen for your chance to win great prizes all day. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers, storms, still hanging out, but 83 for a high. That's pretty cool, and currently at 72.
Our friends from Inspiring Films hanging out with us this morning, Paul Griffin and Nate Dean with us. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Nate, you talked earlier about your relationship with Stan Dean and how you met him at school. You must have thousands of great stories about how Stan impacted your life. Any you could share with us this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Just a little backstory. At the age of five, I witnessed the death of my parents. And so I grew up very angry and alone. And so I got in some trouble through high school and met Stan one morning, walked into his classroom, and he saw that I was in need, and he saw that I was hungry, and he just pulled out this giant Hershey's chocolate candy bar, and he's like, "I want you to have this chocolate bar," and I just didn't understand why he did that, and I ate that chocolate bar as fast as I could. It was so good, and that was really the planting of the seed in my life to be a better person. I still had a lot of growing and learning to do, but he was there to support me and encourage me that whole time. He never judged, never criticized, always encouraged, no matter the amount of mistakes that I continued to make. But I was willing and wanting to make a change in my life to be a better person, and he so helped me on that. And I believe that Brave the Dark, the film, will show the true character of Stan, and that's what this is all about. It's all about Stan and what he did for me, and I want to encourage people that get to watch this to really be inspired to be better people, to be like a Stan Dean, to care for others, to truly care for others in the long haul, not just short term. Yeah,
because it wasn't just the chocolate bar being your teacher. I mean, he took you in.
Yeah, he literally took me into his you know, and sadly, in today's world, you probably couldn't get away with that. But people were more concerned of the bad things I would do to him than any kind of things that he would you know, possibly do to me. But our early relationship, we always called it like the Barbra Streisand versus Metallica, you know, because I was into heavy metal and he was listening to Barbra Streisand. And, you know, he just, you know, just his living Christ-like, his life, just so, I just so wanted to be like him.
Yeah.
And he was so encouraging all the time.
All the time.
Just so
his
many
light
people.
Was shining.
To
you know,
everybody.
To
everyone
across. That he ran into. And, you know, my goal and hope for this film is that people are inspired by it.
So in making the movie Brave the Dark, I understand yesterday you were going around looking at different places.
Absolutely,
yeah. That had to be cool.
Yeah, it was so cool. We spent 12 hours location scouting, you know, all the different locations. And the cool part is I got to share my story and my testimony with these people that we met, and they're excited to be a part of it. And so it's you know, it's just not the movie. It's the testimony that I get to share every day about this man and his incredible, the things that he did for me. Just so incredible. Mm-hmm.
And I know you can't share who the person is yet, but it had to be weird scouting the person who's going to play you.
So we've been looking for someone to play my role, and you know, it just has to be someone really cool. You know, the interesting thing is that you know, I'm putting all of the bad moments of my life out there for everyone to see. And I'm okay with that because I'm not the hero of my own story,
right?
You
right.
know.
That's
and
great.
So finding a guy that can portray that is going to be interesting, but we're really excited who we chose, and so stay tuned because we're really excited to share.
Going to be announcing
soon.
It soon.
Yeah.
Yes. Paul Griffin is with us as well with Inspiring Films, and Paul, we can't talk about who's playing Nate, but you can talk about some of the folks who are involved in the movie.
Sure, the film will be directed by Damian Harris, who, if anybody old enough remembers Richard Harris, the great Irish British actor, it's his son.
Right.
And so he has some real directing chops and has worked with top talent in the past, A-list actors. And one little known story, well, unknown story, is that while Damian was reading the script, he was having his brother Jared read the script to him. And then Jared fell in love with the role of Stan Dean. And long story short, Jared Harris is playing Standeen, and he
super
just
cool.
So excited.
Yeah, yeah, and he just blew up because of the series he was in called Chernobyl.
Right.
IMDb rated it the number one TV show in the world.
Wow.
And it took Jared with it.
Yeah.
And this is all after he came on board.
Yeah.
So it's like divine fingerprints all over this thing. Yeah. Yes. It's just totally amazing.
So what's the timeline in the making of this movie?
At this point, we're looking to begin to shoot end of September, beginning October. So that will go through the fall.
So other than looking for updates on the movie or when the movie's coming out or any of that, what can our listeners do as far as praying for you guys, being involved? What do you need?
Well, I know that Nate has created a Facebook site, a Brave the Dark.
.com.
What is the .com? Okay, there's that and the associated Facebook site, and inspiringfilmsllc.com is a website.
Okay.
And we'll be updating that soon. Yeah, we'll be putting out press releases and so forth going forward.
So go to inspiringfilmsllc.com, bravethedark.com, or you can do Brave the Dark at Facebook too, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I just followed you guys.
Yes. So that they could stay tuned and follow what's happening.
Certainly.
Especially many of our listeners. Stan was on the radio with us so many times.
That's
whether
amazing.
It was with Kavad Academy or yep. whether it was with Sight and Sound
wow.
or whether it was with Lancaster Performing Arts or all the different groups that Stan was involved in locally.
Wow.
He was often on to talk about that and the students he was working with, which
wow.
was so cool.
Wow.
So I think folks
Fantastic.
Would love to keep up with this
yes.
story.
Yes, and just please pray.
Yeah,
you know,
number one,
pray
yeah.
that this team just comes together, because mm-hmm. you're pulling so many people from all over to make this film, and mm-hmm. To just pray that
yes.
there's unity and love, and
yes.
and everyone grows through that whole experience.
Yes,
and just
show that unconditional
that.
Love that
yeah.
Stan was
that's
all Stan, about.
Yeah, because that's what you're trying to. That's what you're trying to impart through
what
the movie.
The story is.
That's what it's
that's
the story is
right.
all about. Brave the Dark is a film that will be coming out in the future. You could stay up to date with inspiringfilmsllc.com, bravethedark.com, or go to the Facebook page, Brave the Dark. Paul and Nate, thank you so much for being with us
thank
today.
Thank you so much. Fred
thank
Mindy.
You. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
Appreciate
we look
day,
forward
guys.
To the movie. Coming up, we've got more music for you right now. Brian and Katie Torwall coming away. This is When You Walk Into the Room on WWE.